This is Awesome Etiquette, presented by VPR. I'm Lizzie Post.
And I'm Daniel Post-Senning from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette, like this one. Dear Lizzie and Dan, my husband and I have been friends with another couple for a few years now. In the past year, they've been trying to conceive and have run into some obstacles, and most recently have been trying IVF, in vitro fertilization. They shared this with us at the beginning of their IVF process, and we were, and still are, rooting for their success. Most recently, I texted my friend well wishes on the morning of one of her appointments where some new results were to be obtained, and she didn't reply. The four of us then went away for a weekend together, and the dilemma was whether we should check in and ask how they are doing in the in vitro process. I wouldn't want to give the impression we don't care or aren't interested. In the end, no one brought it up all weekend, and I felt a little like there was an elephant in the room. What do you think?
This is such a great question because this happens in so many different ways, whether maybe it's a breakup, a death in the family, a difficult medical issue. There are just so many times where friends have shared truly personal information with us. We know they are struggling or going through something difficult. Does every get-together need to ask them how they're doing and check in on this? Or is it good to not have moments that focus on this difficult thing? It's so hard to tell. You are so right to tread carefully. The way that I have handled this in the past and the way I have really appreciated it when folks have handled it with me was to straight up address the issue that you're asking about, which is not asking about the in vitro, but it's asking her whether or not she would like to be talking about it. Basically, your goal is to ask your friend how she would like you to be supportive right now. And I think it's okay, given that this person has talked with you about the issues in the past and that your dialogue about it has changed, it's okay for you to check in with her. You might say something like, Kim, I wanted to check in with you on the baby front. I wasn't sure where you were at with things, and I felt caught between not wanting to press you on the subject, but also not wanting you to think I don't care or I'm no longer supportive. Let me know what you need, because that's always what I want to give you as your friend. I could both see a text message or some kind of a visual message to this person being really useful, because it gives them the chance to reflect, respond, you know, and understand what's being asked of them. So what do you think?
I really like both your tone and the language. I also think that you're wise to be thinking about the best way to communicate about these things. And this question began with a text about a friend that was one of those texts that's exactly what you're talking about, a well wishes text. It's not a heavy, invested conversation communication.
Right.
It's a little thinking of you on this day of news.
But
and
no reply.
With no reply, I think I would stop with the text. Having not had that text acknowledged, I would watch those cues from the other person. I would leave it there.
Yeah.
I think a conversation like the one that you suggested is a nice way to readdress the topic or the subject if you were going to do it. I also hear the husband's voice saying, you know, if they don't bring it up, let's not do it.
Totally.
And what I liked about the way you raised the whole question was that it wasn't asking for information, it was asking for how to support. I think that makes it a really safe ask. I also think that sometimes the good work you do as a friend is just holding space, sometimes providing some normalcy, providing a weekend where it's just you and your buddies and you have a good time, is sometimes the support. And figuring out whether that's what's needed or the other can be a little tricky. I don't think you're necessarily ignoring an elephant in the room.
I agree completely.
By having that weekend just be that weekend. Do you have a question you'd like us to answer? Send it to awesomeetiquette@emilypost.com. This is Awesome Etiquette, recorded at Vermont Public Radio.
You can listen to our full-length weekly podcast anytime. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app.